official Pulp MX app bonus Pulpcast.
Thank you for supporting us with your purchase of the Pulp MX app. Bonus Pulpcasts are provided to add value to your purchase. Please also remember to click the Amazon banner on PulpMX.com when buying anything from Amazon.
Hey guys, it's Mathis here. Thank you for giving me your $1.99 for the Pulp MX app. I appreciate it. What we're trying to do is give you guys a little bit of value for your $1.99, and that is in the form of doing something that I know how to do very, very well. No, it's not eating. It's talking to people on the phone and recording their conversations. So that's what we're trying to do. Every so often, whether it be an interview after the race or an interview during the week or whatever it is, we're going to try to update this and give you guys a little bit of value for your $1.99 that you spent. So, again, thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks to Swisscore for building the app. And stick around. This is just the start of many, many cool things we're going to do. Thanks again. Welcome to the Pulp MX app bonus podcast. And this is exactly what you guys are getting when you pay for that $1.99. J-Bone, you're the first bonus podcast for the app, for the iPhone app. What do you think about that?
Man, I hope it's worth it.
Yeah, I don't know. People could be just like,
we'll see. This is what I paid for? They'll be all bummed. They'll want the money back.
I know. People will probably be like, oh, I wonder if he'll get Stewart or Dungy or Villopoto. Nope. I just went back to the same well that I always go to, Jeremy Albrecht.
Cool. Well, that's because I answer the phone, right? That's why I'm the first pick.
That's an excellent point. Hey, what's going on, man? How are you? Your riders, Les Smith and Justin Brayton right now. Not a bad Steel City for you. Brayton was charging hard. It was just didn't really get the starts, I don't think.
Yeah, it was. It's funny. I heard Villopoto talking about how the track was one line. That's pretty much how it looked, except for it didn't really look that one line with all the ruts. But they're claiming one line. But by the looks of the race, where you started, you pretty much finished.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only awesome pass on the track wasn't our guys. It happened to be Villopoto and Dungy.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool pass right at the end. But other than that, the race was pretty uneventful. It was, Brayton went 7-7, very consistent for us, I'd say. 7-7 for 7th and 14-14 for 14th.
You know, in the first moto, there was actually two passes all race among the top 12. Metcalf got by Reed, and somebody got by Weimer, or Weimer got by somebody, and that was it. That's it.
Yeah, it was pretty boring. I was having a tough time walking around there trying to be excited, but
yeah,
it was pretty boring. But Justin rode okay. He just felt like he couldn't really get going.
Mm-hmm.
Les actually impressed me for probably 25 minutes of the first moto. He was ninth for a long time. Mm-hmm. Then it looked like he was going to have an easy 10th, and then about four laps to go, he threw the anchor. He was tired.
Yeah, actually,
so he went to drop the 14th.
And when I say, I guess I forgot about the Dungy Villopoto pass, which was three passes, one in the second last turn. How about that pass by Villopoto? It was like everything was perfect. He just railed around the outside like he was flat tracking. It was just perfect.
Yeah, it was cool. It almost looked like, a couple times he came in there to kind of test his line there, and then he said Dungy actually took the line. He tried to pass him earlier, and then he just went around the other way.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Pretty smart. Like, it was awesome. It was like one of those old moments when Carmichael and Stewart used to stock each other. Pretty cool.
Yeah, those guys definitely raised their game. Davey Millsap's been out for the year with knee surgery, not coming back for this weekend for Paula, right? He's out?
No, he's not. He's able to ride now. I think he got clearance to ride, but at this point, he'd have probably, he hasn't ridden yet, so he'd have a couple days under his belt.
Yeah.
And I think it's just I think it's not fair to him. I don't think it's fair to us or the sponsors. So we just decided to hold off.
Yeah. It's been one of those years. There's one more race left, so we'll recap the year for you. But is there any way you could find room for Les Smith next year? he seems like a great kid.
Yeah, he's awesome. It's one of those things. It sounds easy, Yeah, he'll do it cheap, of course. But
yeah,
we like him. He's a great guy. I wish I had enough budget, I guess, to justify it. But, even if you ride free, you still need a mechanic. You still got to fly in there.
Yeah.
You still got to pay all their expenses. I mean, hotels are a huge expense. I mean, it all adds up. So
yeah.
Everyone that says, oh, I'll ride free or I'll ride cheap or you should pick that guy up, it's not as easy as everyone thinks. So that's the tricky part. You know, if we have a bike open, I got no problem letting him ride it. He's, you know, he gives you everything he's got. We like him. But, you know, I'm hoping he can get on a team all year. And, you know, I never say no for sure. We don't know what we're doing yet. So he could be our guy.
Yeah, really. How has he been as a fill-in? He's filled in for you guys twice, once for Brayton early in the year and then now for Millsaps later in the year. Is he everything that you want in a fill-in, sort of like no hassle, no fuss, just really good?
Yeah, for sure he's that. And, you know, really, like, you know, when you're looking at all the guys that don't have a ride, mm-hmm. all the good guys have a ride.
That's why they're good.
That sounds bad because he's good. But
all the top guys
have rides. So when you're going through the list of who doesn't have, you know, things that actually will mess it up, like some guys have a gear deal because obviously someone pays them to get to the race. So,
yeah.
You know, that's the tricky part is trying to figure out who fits, who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
He's been the best fill-in for us besides probably Nathan Ramsey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As overall people that are cool and easy to get along with, he's been awesome.
Yep.
Super mellow, appreciates everything. I've never heard thank you so many times in my life. Well, everyone, that's nice to hear sometimes. So he's been great in that way. You know, the family's awesome. We all like it because we give him feedback and he actually wants to take it. He actually tries whatever you say, which,
Yeah. You
know, there's a few guys that do that, but most of them don't.
Right.
They like, you're talking to them and they're blowing you off in their mind already thinking I'm going to do it my way. You don't know anything.
Right.
That's usually the way it goes. So that part's been nice.
So would you say he's been the exact opposite of Gavin Graysick?
Yes, I would have to say that.
That union didn't really work out and we don't need to get into it, but yeah.
Yeah, I expect it to be better, but you know,
whatever.
Everyone's different. You don't get along with everybody. Everyone doesn't fit in each program. And
mm-hmm.
he was one of the ones that didn't fit. Les definitely does.
Yeah.
So, you know, back to that, I would say Southwick was above and beyond what we expected as a fill-in.
Right.
But then, you know, there's been a few that haven't been what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, he qualifies well. He's got the speed.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, you know, putting it all together. And it's tough to do in that class. It's not easy. The bike's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's kind of been on and off teams all year. So it's hard to really get a good, you know, good thing going there when you're on and off and you don't, you know, you're trying to train, but you don't really have a bike. Like, you know, it's been tough for him.
Yeah.
So he's doing good.
No doubt about it. I wrote a little column about it. He switched around to a bunch of different things, and it can't be easy on him. Hopefully he finds something next year. Let's talk about next year for your team as much as you can talk about, I guess. Rumors are anything. I've heard everything from you guys staying on Yamahas, re-signing Davey Millsaps. It looks like you've lost Justin Brayton, to switching to Suzuki's, to being Suzuki's official team with Brett Metcalf coming over, to getting James Stewart on a Yamaha or on a Suzuki. I've heard everything about your team. Is there anything you can sort of clarify?
Well, the hard part is I read all the same stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny because, you know, some of it's true. Not all of it's true. Some of it's easy to speculate. You know, obviously – our Yamaha deal has been year to year, so what we've been looking for is long term.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're talking to us now, and we're starting to get what we've been asking for offered to us, I guess.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have talked to Suzuki, obviously. You know, I've reached out to Kawasaki at times, just, you know, talking a little bit just to see what mm-hmm. we have there because I like all those guys. But,
yeah.
You know, it's a tough thing because it's not easy. You know, all the Japanese manufacturers take a while to make a decision.
Yeah.
So it's really hard. And, you know, most of them have teams. And, you know, the reason we went to Yamaha to begin with, we felt like, you know, Kawasaki has Mitch. Honda has Factory Connection. So we felt like, you know, we could be Yamaha's kind of 450 team. And it's kind of worked, but it never was really, you know, what we were hoping for yet, but it looks like it could go that way. So there's nothing final.
So we're still
working on it. I wish I knew.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because there is a little bit of truth to some of the rumors,
mm-hmm.
but we just don't know what we're doing. I wish I knew. It'd be simple. I wanted to be done, I'd say, a couple weeks ago. We had a deadline last Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Missed that. And now we're, I don't know. We don't even put a deadline now because we're so late.
Well,
we don't really have one.
Coy told me at Southwick that he's beginning to find out that if you say I'll know next week, that means I'll know next month. And if you say I'll know tomorrow, that means you'll know next week. So he's waiting for it to get down to I'll know in an hour, because then he'll know that that means a day.
That's right. That's days. That's our joke, because we always do. We're like, oh, tomorrow. We're going to know everything tomorrow, or, you know, a couple days from now. But,
right.
Yeah, it's very, you know, it's frustrating for everybody. I'm sure, you know, every side. You know, the one thing that I have not heard is Metcalf being our guy. You know, from what I know, Suzuki's having their team, and there's nothing –
right.
Nothing there happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that Yoshimura relationship is a good one, so I don't see that being true.
But everything else,
as far
maybe?
As riders, you know, I talked to all the riders. I've emailed Purcell. I've talked to Stewart. I've talked to, obviously, Millsaps. We've talked to him. He's here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, we've kind of looked at a lot of options. I got a list of guys, and they're all on it. And it's just, you know, I kind of group them. And the first thing we got to see is who's the first guy. You know, as of right now, we have nobody signed.
Yep.
You know, originally we were hoping to keep Justin, but I can't really offer him anything at the moment because we're waiting.
Yep.
So I don't know bonuses. I don't know bike. So it's kind of tough for us to move along. So, you know, because that's the thing. You can't really tell bonuses or anything
until
you know the bike. So it's hard to sign people. So we're hopefully going to fix that soon, but as of right now, yeah, they're all in the air and they're all possible.
So really, yeah, it could be as simple as what we were saying. You could be back next year with Davey Millsaps and another guy on a Yamaha, or it could be a radical new program. It could go either way.
Yeah, exactly. I wish we, you know, there's a lot of people that want to know, including us. So, you know, that'll have to be the next podcast, I hope. Maybe next week.
that'd be good. I mean, I got to think that getting JGR wrapped up is got to be high up on, you know, a lot of OEMs' priorities and a lot of, you know what I mean? Like, things are coming together now with Dungey signing, and we know that that's happening, and it's got to be soon, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what I think really takes a long time is, you know, first things is everyone's trying to get their own team fit, you know, filled.
Mm-hmm.
So Suzuki doesn't have their other guy yet because of Dungey leaving. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, all along, you know, they've been waiting to fill their spot, so then why are they going to do our team before they know their spot? So that's been the spot we've been in. And then Yamaha, you know, until they do us, I think they want to know what they're doing with Stewart and his team and their own deal. And there's just a lot of things that you know, I think until Stewart makes a final decision, I'm doing this, and then that's when I think things will go into place. But right now, you know, they all the pieces all hope that you come there. You know what I mean?
Yep. As far as yourself, like, Coy's been in the – Coy's fairly – your team owner, Coy Gibbs, is fairly new to this deal, to motocross, supercross industry. You've been in a long time. This is sort of normal, but is it hard to tell him, hey, we got to keep waiting? I mean, is that at all, you know, something that comes down on you where they're like, hey, Jeremy, you know, what's going on with your guys or your people or your guy? You know what I mean? Does that come back at you at all and you're just like, hey, this is the way it is?
No, I mean, I think it's harder on me because I feel like it should be easy decisions. So it's harder for me. You know, I used to get frustrated even when I worked at Kawasaki. I'd be like, come on, guys, how hard is it? Carmichael likes it here. Offer the sucker some money. Let's get him signed.
Right,
you know, whoever it is, Emig or whoever the person was at the time.
Right.
Like, to me, it always seemed so simple. It's easy. You work out the money. If they want to stay, you do it. But you know, what I come to figure out is there's way more to all this than what, you know, it seems like.
Right.
It does sound simple. Pay the guy the money, get him to ride there. You know, the thing is, where are you getting the money? There's always more stuff than just the money, like they all say. There's, you know, they all have their thing. So, there's a lot to it.
And I don't want to I don't want to give it away because I've been asked not to, but it looks like JGR MX Motor Suspension is going to pair with a real solid team next year. You're really going to try to advance that line a little bit, huh? You must be excited about that.
We've been working on, you know, the retail thing. Mm-hmm. You know, started out really small, and we wanted to wait till we had the right people in place to push it, and now we do. Cody and Tim are doing awesome. We do, you know, we go to the amateur races for Pirelli. We do the amateur support for the tires at all the big races. You know, that helps us be there to support the people that buy engines and suspension because that's important to them. And then, now we're you know, looking to do a professional team next year, and you know, had a lot of meetings, and it's going good. And
cool.
Yeah, I think it's exciting. It should be cool. And you know, we're not claiming to be, you know, we're not looking to be a pro circuit, you know, anytime soon.
Right.
But you know, the cool thing is that, you know, that business is, you know, there's people buying stuff, so mm-hmm. it obviously works.
Yeah.
Factory Connection and Pro Circuit are killing it, so. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just hoping to get a little piece and have fun with it and have a different revenue stream and be able to help people with what we're learning. That's kind of the goal there.
That'll be cool. Quickly, we'll get in this. I don't want to take too much of your time up. Let's recap the year. Davey Millsaps, Justin Brayton. It was one of those years where it was maybe I don't want to be too harsh, but did you kind of treaded water? Would you say? I mean, Brayton won some heat races, which is great, and he showed some good speed.
Yeah, we won two heat races, which were, you know, really, really cool and not what we expected. I mean, there was guys, Ryan Dungey, and it's not like we had a heat race. It was easy.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were pretty excited about that. It seemed like every time he did win a heat race was maybe one of our tougher main events.
Yeah.
And then if we had a really tough heat race, he would do good in the main event. So it's almost like, you know, if he's bummed out from his heat and he's really thinking it over on how to get better, he would do good.
Right.
If he won, it almost was like it like got him like too excited or something and then had a hard time in the main event.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had a tough time with that. Davey, you know, it's funny because there's definitely been a lot of bad races. There were a few, you know, he's got the speed. Obviously, everyone knows he has the talent. And it just took him a while to get going, way longer than we expected.
Let me
I'm
ask
sure,
you this.
For himself as well.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Davey Millsaps and you guys were close to perhaps parting company. Do you think?
We were close to what?
Maybe breaking up. It wasn't working out.
During the year?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Not
okay.
really.
All right.
No, because we don't really have, I mean, to be straight up, we didn't have a better plan. Like, I still feel like he was our best pick last year, even though it might not seem like it.
Right.
On paper right this minute, but mm-hmm. if you know, the people we were talking to, he still worked out for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every year I feel like we have stepped up in who we got or what we've done. It isn't really what we want yet because we want to win and we want to be on a podium for our sponsors.
Right.
So that part we've been trying every year to step up. You know, Davey is a guy that could be on the podium if he put the effort in and really everything lined up, but, you know, he hasn't done it enough. And then Supercross, I would think, would be his thing he'd be better at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to be in as good a shape. You can have, you know, you can kind of downside everything. And as long as you ride well, you could do well. Well, he kind of struggled there being tired. So I'm thinking the Nationals are going to be terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's going to make it. Then he goes out the hottest one of the year, Texas, kills it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
he was
second
strong.
Overall. It's like
yes.
he was, you know, he was doing great. So that makes no sense to me. That shows it's in your head.
Yeah, he was riding good in the Nationals. He was riding strong, no doubt about it.
Yeah. And then, you know, right before he got hurt, Red Bud, he led for six laps and mm-hmm. got a podium. I mean, you know, his speed was getting there. We were all excited. He was, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's when we were all pumped up. Yeah, next year, it's going to be awesome. And then he gets hurt. So you know, it's tough. It's a tough sport. Obviously, injuries play a big part, and mm-hmm. Results are what we need. So when you're picking guys, you know, if you're getting the results, obviously it works for us. If it's not, it's tough. I mean, everyone on the, you know, wherever internet or anybody talking, why do you keep this guy? Why do you keep that guy? I mean, I hear that about Summy. Why don't you keep Summy? Well, Summy did good, but we needed to step up and try to do better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was one of those guys.
It's not that we don't. Yeah, it's not that we don't like the person or that. I mean, our goal is to always try to get better.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's with the guys that we have. But if they aren't, if we feel like they're not able to step up and we have an option to get someone that could, then we need to do it. I mean,
it's a business. It's a business.
It's the way it is.
Yeah.
If I want to hire all my friends, it'd be awesome. But that's not what it's all about.
No doubt. So give the year a grade on 1 to 10. Give me a
5.
Five. Okay. All right.
I gave it a 5. We were right middle of the road.
Right.
There were some ups and downs, but overall it was, you know, it was average.
Yeah.
For the ups, we definitely had downs, so I give it a 5.
I give it a little better than that, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
Well,
I think so.
I'm living it at the end when it's not, I guess when it's not as exciting to me.
Right.
In Supercross, I would have gave Brayton, you know, probably an 8.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gave Davey probably a 5. And then an outdoor, I would have gave, you know, Raptor Redbud, I would have gave Davey probably an 8. And Justin Brayton, at that point, was probably even lower.
Yeah.
But then at the end here, he picked it up. Like, Brayton's been doing great.
Yeah,
and
he has been.
You know, he's been getting better each race. He actually, you know, is picking lines and and starting to actually come around as a as one of the top riders. So it's pretty cool to see.
Yep.
You know, even if he, you know, isn't on our team, I still like the guy. And, you know, it's cool to me that, you know, maybe people that they wouldn't have thought to hire guys like him before, and now he's one of the top guys. So
yeah, you
and that's a cool thing for our team.
Yeah, you had a hand in that. You had a hand in building him up. You know what I mean? And getting him to that to the ride where he wants to go or whatever the deal is.
Yeah.
You guys contributed to it because I don't think you know, at KTM he was looked upon as this highly regarded. So
yeah, and you know, I do feel that way. I think a lot of people, even when we hired him, are like, man, we didn't even know who this guy was.
Mm-hmm.
And he never rode a 450 before. And, you know, I think he's done a pretty good job. So for him to go on and get another ride, I'm not going to be bummed for him. I'm happy for him. So,
yeah.
You know, we told him we're not going to sit here and, you know, hold you back from your dream. So whatever it is you want to do, let us know. We'll try to help you.
Right.
So that's kind of where we leave it.
And too bad Hanny signed up. You could have done part two over there, but maybe, you know. Another team.
He's doing part two there.
Yeah. But,
you know, it's funny. You know, Hanny, we like to. He obviously, you know, struggled a little bit with us. you know, that was early. You know, it's one of those things. As early as us, as a team, he was our first rider signed up, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, we probably could have done a few things better, and he could have too. So,
yeah.
Well, maybe second time around would have worked better. But again, you know, we still have to get our first things fixed.
Yeah.
What we're doing here, have our goals straight ahead, and get the fastest guy we can to ride the bike. That's our goal.
I think that's well said. Hey, thanks for doing this, man. I really appreciate it. Very first Pulpamex bonus app podcast guest, Jeremy Albrecht. Thanks, bro.
You got it. Thank you.
See ya.